Well, I was fortunate enough to meet a man who was a monk. The monk was also a very great and recognized psychic in this country. And he told me that I was a very strong spiritual healer. At first, I didn't accept this because I had never had any interest in spiritual healing. But to please him, I joined his clinic and I began to treat his patients. Even though the patients got well, I was still rather reluctant to accept the fact I was a healer. I believed that the results I was getting was purely psychological and the people were being particularly kind to me because they knew I was trying to help, and so they responded by being kind in return. And it took me nearly 2 years before I would accept the fact that I did have this gift of spiritual healing. Before I commence healing on a patient, I have to enter into a form of deep meditation and prayer. Always we ask for help from a spiritual source. And when this is complete, I usually find an energy is flowing down my arms and through my fingers. The first thing that the patient feels is my hands become very, very hot indeed. Very often, when I get a patient who has something that looks dangerous, I always advise the patient to go and see a doctor with the advice that between the doctor and myself, we could put this problem right. We could eliminate the problem completely. This cooperation, of course, works two ways. Not only do the doctors send patients to me, but the doctors themselves come as patients to me. Over the many years I've been healing, it is true to say that I have cured every condition, but of course I have not cured every patient every time. I have, of course, had instantaneous cures, but what I like to see is healing taking place over a long period of time, where the healing goes on over many days, many weeks, many months, where you see the patient steadily improving until the problem completely disappears altogether.